Friday Morning Connection, and we get the chance to hang out with Brian O'Korn from O'Korn Insurance and Financial Services. It's our risk management moment.
Good morning, Brittany. How are you today?
Good. Wonderful. You know, I am, I really like these segments because, first of all, you're no nonsense, and you also don't speak in jargon to me. So I love that because I can actually understand it.
Well, I don't know. We'll find out after the end of this one. How about it?
Is this another test?
Well, actually, not necessarily, but I am going to ask you a question, okay?
Okay.
So, Brittany, here, let me set the stage. We've been talking about homeowners insurance for the last several segments.
Right.
And if I were to ask you, homeowners insurance protects our houses, right? Protects
right.
your home.
Sure.
If I were to ask you, and just kind of do a word association and say total loss of home, what would be the first thing that comes to mind for you?
I mean, probably the most common way to lose your home, unfortunately, would be a fire, right?
Absolutely. And that happens with most people when I ask them that question.
Yeah.
What's one of the greatest risks that you face with destroying your home and totally losing it?
Fire.
The loss of fire. And you know, that is a traumatic loss. Mm-hmm. I have family members that have lost their homes to fire. I have had friends. And that is a very traumatic and financially devastating loss.
Absolutely.
But how often do you think people lose their homes to fire?
I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you what, let me read something to you here. This is from homex.com, and it says that in a year, if 1 in 10 fires results in a totally destroyed home, 0.03% of individual homes are destroyed by fire.
Oh.
Essentially, the chances of a home being burned down would approximately be 1 in 3,000. Now, don't get me wrong. If you're that one,
right.
it's devastating. If you're that one, it's traumatic. And that's why you insure your home.
Mm-hmm.
But do you realize there are other ways to lose your home that could be as equally devastating financially
really? Okay.
and traumatic? So let me just run this by you. Do you know what it's... I mean, most people have mortgages, right?
Right.
Especially when you're starting out. The Federal Home Loan Bank has determined that one of the major causes of mortgage loan foreclosure,
mm-hmm.
that's when you can't pay the mortgage anymore
pay.
And you lose your house,
mm-hmm.
just like when you lose it to fire, is 3% due to death. So if you do the math, and correct me if I'm wrong, 3% would be 1 in 33.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So of all the homes that are lost in a given year, 1 in 3,000 are lost to a total fire.
Mm-hmm.
But 1 in 33 are lost because you can't pay the mortgage because the major breadwinners pass away
oh, wow.
unexpectedly. So what is actually a greater risk?
Yeah, you're telling me I might be worrying about the wrong thing.
Potentially.
Yeah.
And I don't necessarily mean the wrong thing because we have to protect
sure,
our houses
against fire.
Against fire. But does everyone make sure they protect it against that other loss?
Yeah.
Well, it gets even worse, if you will. Here's another way that people can lose their homes. This is going back to the Federal Home Loan Bank. The Federal Home Loan Bank has determined that the major cause of mortgage foreclosure is the disablement of the mortgagee. If the person who's paying the loan
gets
sick or hurt
yeah.
and can't work for a while, 48% of mortgage foreclosures are due to disability.
Wow.
So that means if all the mortgages that foreclose in a year,
mm-hmm.
3% are due to somebody passing away unexpectedly, about 38% are due to somebody not being able to work anymore and pay the bill. And then those folks lose their home too.
Right.
That's like 1 in 3.
And that is, I mean, that's traumatizing as well to not just lose your home, but if you're also dealing with something on top of that, gosh.
Absolutely. So my point is, and my PSA for the day is that when we talk about home protection,
mm-hmm.
we want to think of all the ways that we can lose our homes. Everyone talks about homeowners and most people have it, but you want to make sure that you have an adequate amount of disability protection and life insurance protection.
Yeah.
And those are things that most people have at work. And we want to make sure that you have enough there and have enough coverage to not only replace your income if something happens to you, either disability-wise or untimely death, but you also can keep your family in your home.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what your insurance professional is there to do. So please think of all the ways you can lose your home and talk to your insurance professional about helping you protect it.
Wow. Now, if somebody wants to continue this conversation, or maybe they're thinking, oh gosh, I never thought about it that way. I don't think I have enough to cover, or maybe I don't have it at all. Where can they go to talk to you a little bit more?
Well, you can find me at ocorninsurance.com, or you can call us at 814-371-6840.
Wonderful. Well, Brian, thanks so much for being here again this morning with us.
It's a pleasure, Brittany. Thank you.
Great as always. And again, that's Brian O'Korn from O'Korn Insurance and Financial Services, serving us up a new risk management moment this morning.